Never heard those.
No, I know of Knob Hill. Right. Yeah. There is such a place. Oh, and where it is, I don't know.
We talked about streams and creeks. Mm-hmm. What are some of the more prominent streams and rivers and creeks around here? Can you just give me two or three? Most prominent rivers, obviously.
Rivers. Alabama River. And there is a part of it, I think, mm-hmm. that runs through by Union Station somewhere.
Mm-hmm. All behind the railroad tracks.
Real.
It really is. I think they're trying to clean it up, but it's still.
It's so muddy.
How you doing?
Hey, Vernon. How you doing? How you feeling?
All right.
Good.
He's in through our minds.
Well, I hope so.
let's see. What now, you mentioned a hill a while ago. What would you call something much larger than a hill?
A mountain?
Mm-hmm. Is it with a mountain? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the rocky side of a mountain that, say, drops off very sharp. Do you have a name for that? You wouldn't want to fall over the...
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And let's see. You lived up in West Virginia. Did you ever hear a name for a place, maybe up in the mountains, where the road goes across in a low place? Kind of the mountains are like, they come down like this, you know, a low place, and the road, you know, goes through them. Did you ever have a name for that?
Vale?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear anybody call that a gap or a pass or anything like that?
What did you call it first? I've heard pass.
A gap?
No, I haven't heard them call it.
Did you have them pass? Mm-hmm. And the place where boats stop and where freight is unloaded, what would you call that?
A dock.
Mm-hmm. What about if you have one out in the middle of a pond, say not one down in, you know, Mobile Bay, but one in a pond, would you still call it a dock, or would you have a different name for it then?
I don't know where my thinkers are.
Excuse me. Would you still call that probably a dock, or would you maybe call it a pier or wharf?
A pier, that's mm-hmm. what I would call it. That's what I was trying to say, and that's why I said, where are my thinkers?
And what would you call a place maybe where you had, and you have a lot of these in the mountains where water comes over the side like that? You call that
a fall?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Can you tell me about some of the different kinds of roads that you have around here? For example, the ones in town you usually call
Fall streets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the kind of thing I'm asking.
Okay. Streets, drives, roads, mm-hmm. Circles. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me the difference between those things, between, say, a street, a drive, and a road?
Well, a street, I would say, would be... It's hard for me to describe it in words. I just say it's a long place of pavement or mm-hmm. something. However, it doesn't have to have pavement on it, because you would call the same one on it that had just blacktop, mm-hmm. if that happened to be the name given. A drive, I would think, is not as busy. A street is somewhat like a thoroughfare. Mm-hmm. A drive, I don't think, is as busily mm-hmm. traveled. A boulevard, I feel, mm-hmm. is a much larger mm-hmm. Street. It's wider mm-hmm. and everything. Mm-hmm. Has more lanes. Mm-hmm. And, what was something else I'd say?
A road.
Road. I think that's,
now,
my first concept of road is really a place that was dirt.
Mm-hmm. Like a dirt road?
A dirt road, right. And in Montgomery, that was usually characteristic of